do is we need to be sensitive to what these people, we don't know. And we need to minister to them. And so we need to be sensitive to them. What we need to sometimes, and I suggest this, not every day, not every Sunday, Saturday, but get up at 7 and watch those garbage cartoons. So when we do talk to kids, we know what we're talking about. And when they give a name or they drop a name or they drop a certain circumstance, we know what they're talking about. And when we know what they're talking about, then they go, wow, this guy knows what we're talking about. This is incredible. And then have tenderness of spirit and demonstrate it. We need to truly love them and allow the compassion of the Lord Jesus Christ to flow through this, through us. If we do not do that, they will detect it. That is one of the cool things about kids. They're no phonies. They know if you are. Kids are great. So you know what I love about Justin? He's like a little kid. You know? He is. He's like a little kid. And I want to join him. As a little kid, that's what I think is so much fun. You know, I can easily enter in with Justin, how Justin thinks, because we're on the same, and I bet you have a blast with kids. I mean, we want to do this. Be sensitive to them. I'm in Weequahic Park in Newark, New Jersey. You don't want to ever drive through Weequahic Park, let alone stand there and do kids' meetings. And we're doing these kids' meetings. We had to shove the broken glass off the ground, then put the mats. We didn't want the glass to pop through and they're sitting down. And these kids, this kid's 6 years of age, maybe even younger, and he brought his little brother. So when we talk to children, I say, oh, you little kid. I never say, little is never in my vocabulary with children. Never. They're not little. In their own thinking, they're not little. This kid brings his brother. He's 3, he's 6, and he's sitting there, and they're black kids. If you've ever been in Weequahic Park, they're sitting there like this, and we're doing, I'm in, right out, right up, right down, right happy all the time. I'm in, right out, right up, right down, right happy all the time. And the whole team's got to do it together, right? We don't stand there and just let the guy leading the music. These kids are like this. They're sitting on the mat. They're in the front, but they're like this. And so I'm doing this, and I look at them, and I'm not doing this. I'm supporting it, you know, and I look at them, and he looks at me through like this. And I'm going, come on. And we're doing the song in, right out, right down, right happy. Finally, after a while, this kid, his arms start to come out. And he starts doing this. And his little brother, same thing. And they start singing. Now they're kids again. But see, in the ghetto, these kids aren't kids. They're born, they grow up, and then they get abused. And they're scared out of their minds for their lives. They are. In Chicago, at the Robert Taylor homes, before they ripped them down, they would have the way a black Muslim gang would recruit at the age of fourth grade. They would take a kid, and on the 33rd story, or thereabouts, take the kid, hang him over the balcony, and say to the kid, do you want to join our gang? What is the kid going to say? Okay, you're a part of our gang now. And then do some initiation. So much so that the Chicago Housing Authority had to put cyclone fencing on every balcony of every building. So they couldn't do that. Cyclone fencing all the way up. This is the environment these children are in. Not just the ghetto, but you look at these kids. I mean, these kids, I mean, iPods and all. I mean, they have no... I mean, the family unit is deteriorating. And so we need to be sensitive to them. We need to truly love them. Let the compassion of Jesus Christ. By the way, you are not better than them just because you're older and just because you have some measure of education or you can speak better. You're not better than them. You're not, just because you've got longevity and chronological age on it, it doesn't matter. You are a human being, and so are they. So don't get this air of superiority with children. Don't do it. Work hard to reach these precious souls. And it's a lot of work. We were doing a kids' meeting one time, and I saw this cute little kid, cute as a button, from the back. And I'm sitting like this, and I'm thinking to myself, this is great. And I'm watching the evangelist, and he's getting the sketchboard, and I'm sitting there like this. And it's on a beautiful grassy area, and I'm sitting there, and I see this kid, and he's kind of like not paying attention. So what do? You put him on the lap. And so what I did was I went like this. I took him under the arms, and I put him on my lap. And this is in a beautiful park in Chicago, not a big ghetto area. And I'm sitting there like this, and I'm going, wow. Wow, this kid's ripe. You know, I'm going, oh, man, wow. I mean, it was really pronounced. And I'm not a real fan of fecal material smell. And so I'm going, oh, man, this is really bad. And I'm going, ah, you made a mistake putting this kid on your lap. He's there. Somebody told me, has he got a diaper? What's the deal? And he turns and looks at me and smiles. And he's got poop all over his face and his arms and in his hands and near his mouth, and he's got it all over. I'm going, ah! And I just in my arm go, I put him off my lap and I'm checking myself. I thought that, but be ready for hard work. Okay. So, approaching individuals, when we approach individuals, how do we, or approaching adults, when you're talking to adults, here's what you should say, or not, what, you know, I mean, here's what you should be, like, yes?
What is the blank for the number 4 under B?
Hard. And smelly work. Yes. And what?
Just being tender, you know.
Yes.
I'm not being boastful, but kids love me. And one thing, I'm asking you a question.
No, that's fine.
But one thing that I really try to do is I try to listen to them.
Yes.
And if they're way shorter than me, I try not to keep standing up.
Yes.
You know, I'll squat.
Yeah. Kids adore me. No, I'm like, I remember going through Chicago with a vent doll, try to get it from open air. You know, we're going where they are with the mat, and it's just really fun. And so I got this vent doll, and I'm going, hey there, ho there, hey there, kid, you know. And he's neutral colored. That is to say, you can't tell if he's black or Hispanic or white. It's Gus. His name is Gus. And I go, hey there, hey kids, we're going to have a kids meeting right now. It's going to be fun. It's 5 minutes, you know, all this kind of stuff. And I went to this one kid. I'm 6'5" and a half, real short little girl with his parent, you know. And I said, hey there, how you doing? Just started, okay, see you later. They just started screaming. So being tall, it does have its disadvantages. And being a moose like Hawk is, it does have its disadvantages. So it is good to go down on one knee and talk to them and that kind of stuff. And listen to them. Hey, by the way, that's really important. I mean, can children tell you some cool stuff? You betcha they can. And one of the things that really is impressive to me, I must be going through something because a thing of life or something, I don't know. Manopause or something, I don't know. I must be going, because I just find myself just going, stop being so stinking emotional. But I had a friend. I was in fifth or sixth grade, probably fifth. And this guy was a senior in college. His name is Jim Hargrove. And I'd go down in Willoughby, they had this area called the Dam, D-A-M. It was a dam, you know, and Daniels Park where the dam was. And we'd go swimming. That's the only swimming hole in the place. And so we would go there, and they had a concession stand and everything, and Jim ran the concession stand. And I would go there because I'm always hungry as a kid, and I would talk to Jim. And I remember going up off, you know, it was down in the valley, and I would go up through this rickety stairway. You know, you almost died. You know, if you cut your hand on it, you got to get tetanus shots. This thing was really, so he's taking me up, and we're going up there. And you know what he did? He actually listened to me. He actually heard what I said, actually respected what I said. And we would converse like two human beings instead of him being a senior in college and me being a fifth grader. And it was just beautiful. And that's when he was killed in an automobile accident. Stunned me because my friend had died and I didn't know where I was going. You know, and he was killed. That's why it's an emotional thing. But that guy, I learned from Jim Hargrove that a good listening ear of an adult will go miles with a child. And I have to tell you a story about him. When he was born, I was 37. My wife was 36. I'm 37 years older than JC. So I'm 59, he'll be 22 this month, and the end of this month. And it's the 30th, right, JC? And your address is?
I love presents.
He loves presents. But I remember this when he was born, and I'm going to tell the story on this one. I'm turning this off.